Good morning from Oroville Earth Institute. We are here with Hillary, who's going to explain us what's the day, what's open house, what's Oroville Earth Institute and the project.
Oroville Earth Institute is a very dynamic team. We do quite a few different activities. We have training courses that go on throughout the year teaching how to build with earth, with compressed stabilized earth blocks and rammed earth and other earth building techniques. We do architectural design, we do construction, we do quite a bit of research into developing these techniques and furthering the possibilities of earth and architecture. And we do technology transfer. We travel throughout the world to teach teams of people how to build with earth and how to adopt better land management techniques as well. Today we're doing an open house. We have some stations around the campus where people can practice earth building techniques. We want people to come in and learn a little bit more about earth and architecture and about our activities and just get a little bit more in contact with the earth and in contact with our team.
What about this?
So this is another station. This is adobe, and over here we have a cob wall going on. And this is a very different earth building technique. Adobe are sun-fired bricks, and so they're made with mud with a little bit of straw and sand added to the mix. And they are compacted just by hand within these small frames and then dried in the sun. They don't require any stabilization or any firing to be strong.
And just cooked in nature,
exactly,
basically
by the sun. Yeah.
Hi, Shobit. Hi. We saw you making this.
Can you
explain?
Yes,
cob.
So this whole wall has been made out of layers of cob. So as you can see, we just take that wet mix, and then you take like this huge ball of the wet mix, just like throw it onto this and spread it. So you can see that this layer we made yesterday, and it's pretty hard. But the thing is that this has been cracking because the straw content was a little less. So we've sort of added a little more sand in this mix to compensate for that. And this we just made like a couple of minutes ago.
My name is Laura. I'm one of the co-directors of the Earth Institute. So my specialization is actually in the construction of earthen arches, vaults and domes. And that's why I came here for research 6 years ago, but now I'm a permanent part of the team.
Great.
And here in the AVD workshop, we're teaching people how to build different geometries of arches. And we have one example of a dome here. But effectively, there are a few things that we try to teach, which is the constructive technique for having a very good, high-quality arch or dome. And the second thing that we teach is just a little bit about the compression forces that are taking place in the construction of an arch or a dome, because any builder that's building an arch needs to actually understand how it stands up and why it stands up and how to load it and how not to load it.
Yeah, the physics behind, basically.
Physics. Yeah, precisely. Yeah. But it's in breaking the arches that we better understand how they're built and how they're stable. So
okay, thank you.
Build something and then break it afterwards.
Sounds interesting.
This is a small demonstration of some of our manual CSEB presses, CSEB being compressed stabilized earth blocks. So you can see a little bit the evolution to what we have right now, which is the Orem 3000, which we use still quite a bit for our block production. On the other side, behind where the ABD was going on, the arches and domes, we had the motorized machinery. These are different soils that have been collected from different countries and are showing a very diverse different colors, and we can actually show you over here. There's a whole display of
a collection of different soils from different places. But you also have a library, so that's open to public.
It's open to public, but we don't lend out. But we allow anyone from the community to come and use our resources if they want to in the office.